now to Cody in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Cody, what's your question for Jimmy?
Oh, first of all, I just want to extend my welcome to the new guest. I forget your name, but welcome to the job.
And, oh, that's me, Cy. Yeah.
New host.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm an old guest.
Immaculate. Are you the one who hosts The Bright Side?
I did. Yes, I did indeed. Thank you. Wow. I'm very impressed. Your knowledge is impressive.
But he's an Immaculate Heart listener in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm blind. All I do is listen.
All I do is talk, so we go together well. What's your question for Jimmy?
Okay. I'm curious about how close the Lutheran Church and the Catholic Church are in particular to coming into full communion with one another. I've read some articles recently that suggest that there is still a lot of work to do. I mean, I know, of course, the Lutheran Church has invalid sacraments such as communion, but I do realize that we have a lot in common with them. Their services are very similar to the Mass. I know that because I've been to many Lutheran services, and I'm curious because
I've got the question.
What I'm reading, there isn't much difference between the two, and I'm curious
where we are. Okay, so there are differences between the two. Now, at the time of Vatican II and shortly after, there was a lot of speculation about some kind of imminent reunion with Lutherans. There were Catholic theologians, including Joseph Ratzinger, who suggested that if you had a proper reading of the Lutheran Augsburg Confession, that it wouldn't be a problem, that you could be in union with the Catholic Church. And so there was discussion of, hey, maybe it would be possible to kind of create a Lutheran rite of the Catholic Church where they'd have a properly Catholic theological understanding of various issues, but still have their own form of tradition in terms of how they lived out the Christian life. So not unlike the way we now have an Anglican use in the Catholic Church. So there was a big hope for that at the time, but reality settled in and it realized, no, we're not that close. We can't reunite imminently. And unfortunately, the record since then has been mixed. There's been a lot of ecumenical dialogue between Catholics and Lutherans, and we've grown closer in some ways. For example, probably the most famous thing in that regard is the signing of the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification, where we professed a very similar pair of understandings of how justification works. We don't agree on absolutely every point, but we're much closer than was commonly recognized even a few decades ago. And so there's been a convergence in that respect, but there's also been divergence since the Second Vatican Council, in particular because, among other things, Lutherans have accepted female clergy, and that creates a problem for reconciliation with the Catholic Church that didn't exist back at the time of the Second Vatican Council. So in some ways we've grown closer, in some ways we've grown farther apart. Don't expect it to happen next week or even in our lifetimes, but hopefully someday. And, you know, it might take a century or two, it might take longer, it may not happen before Jesus gets here, but eventually when Jesus gets here, all Christians will be reunited.
Yeah, the reason I was curious is because I have a very positive relationship with a Lutheran church in my hometown. They know I'm Catholic and they know I don't take communion with them. They're very respectful, but I knew them before I became a Catholic, and I'm a musician, so occasionally I go Sunday mornings to play with them in their music ministry after Mass. Mm-hmm. And I would look forward to seeing the day when we can all share communion with one another. But
right.
Well, that's probably how it's going to happen, by befriending one another,
right?
You say?
That's part of the process. Cody, thank you so much.